Track 10 and our final news track. Newton Abbott Fire Station has welcomed its newest recruit. Station 28 took great pleasure in firefighter Charlie Plyer's appointment. Firefighter Plyer, who was awarded the Silver Axe for being the best recruit in her initial training course class, is now riding in the back of the station's appliance, though she still has to complete further training. Congratulations on getting this far. It certainly isn't an easy task, so said a spokesperson for Newton Abbott Fire Station. Carry on doing what you're doing. And Newton Abbott Fire Station is on the lookout for more on-call firefighters. And there is a picture of this Charlie Plyer holding her award of this lovely, lovely looking axe mounted nicely on a piece of timber.
Inheritance tax rules force closure of farm shop. The destructive inheritance tax rules recently introduced by the government have forced a family farm shop near Newton Abbott to announce its closure. Old Quarry Farm Shop and Aquaponic Grow House on Aller Break Road, which sells fresh produce, local meat, vegetable boxes and traditional baked goods, will permanently close its doors before Christmas. The owners cited soaring costs and the impact of the government's unaffordable new inheritance tax rules as reasons for the closure. Bruce Reed, who owns the business, said the surprise destructive introduction of inheritance tax rules impacts our ability to keep Old Quarry Farm running in the family and influences our decision to cease operations and seek a new direction in life after countless generations have farmed and worked land throughout Devon. We are immensely grateful to our wonderful customers and the community for their support throughout the years, the family said. Your loyalty has been a source of inspiration, and it is with deep sadness that we announce this closure after four generations have been on the land in Newton Abbott, and with a history of farming stretching back as far as we can find in our family history in Devon, Bruce said.
Elf and safety forces tractor run cancellation. A festive tractor run that raises thousands of pounds for charity has been cancelled due to police and safety concerns. The Cairn Valley Young Farmers annual Christmas charity tractor run was scheduled to take place on Sunday, December the 22nd. The illuminated tractors were due to spread joy through Exminster, Kenton, Starcross, Ashken, Edford, Chudley and Kenford. However, the young farmers said they were incredibly disappointed that due to police and highways legislation, we have been strongly advised not to proceed. We have cancelled the event to keep our farmers and general public safe and to prevent disruption to the general public, the Cairn Valley Young Farmers spokesperson said. This is a huge disappointment to us as a club, especially after raising just shy of £3,000 for charity last year. Cairn Valley Young Farmers Christmas Tractor Run is not the first to be hit by a Devon and Cornwall police crackdown on safety. Earlier this month, Dartmouth Tractors of Light Parade and Saltash Christmas Tractor Run were cancelled for similar reasons.
Customers and staff at a Bubby Tracy restaurant have raised £200 to support the NHS. The Royal Gurkha Spice restaurant held a charity day in aid of Torbay and South Devon NHS charity. Customers enjoyed a set meal and all proceeds were donated to the charity. Arjun Kunwar, Royal Gurkha Spice owner, said, "We were so pleased to support our local NHS charity by holding a fundraising evening. We would like to say a massive thank you to our customers who came and supported us." Rachel Bryant, fundraising manager of Torbay and South Devon NHS charity, said, "We are so grateful to Arjun and the Royal Gurkha Spice for their generosity and support."
Blessed be the cheesemakers. If you're looking for a thrifty, old-fashioned Christmas, then let the farmers at Tynmouth Farmers Market help you this Saturday. They've got plenty of ideas for a sustainable green holiday and will be waiting on December the 21st between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. in the Triangle, Tynmouth. All produce comes from within 30 miles of Tynmouth and is sold by the people that really do rear, grow, brew, bake, pickle, smoke, raise or process it. Keep it real, keep it local and make it happen. The farmers at the market wish all their loyal customers a Merry Christmas and a healthy New Year.
Witness appeal following crash. Police are appealing for witnesses following a crash involving a cyclist and a driver from Dawlish. They are keen to hear from the driver of a white Ford Transit van who helped at the scene. The crash happened on Friday the 13th of December on the outskirts of Exeter. Emergency services were called at about 3:30 p.m. after a black Audi Q5 and a cyclist collided on Bridge Road near to the junction with Countess Weir Road. The cyclist, a man in his 70s from Exeter, suffered life-threatening injuries and was taken to Derriford Hospital. The Audi driver, also in their 70s and from Dawlish, was uninjured. Police closed the roads for 6 hours to carry out an examination of the scene, and officers are investigating the incident, are asking for anyone with information or relevant dashcam footage to contact them.